and Lewis Lawn Equipment.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
And now, a star is born. On February 21st, 1979, the world welcomed little baby Jennifer Love Hewitt. After the actress was born, the doctor remarked,
"Hey, Mom, I know what you did last summer."
Huh? Jennifer Love Hewitt. A star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's four. Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump rejecting reports by his intelligence agencies that Russia is again interfering in the U.S. election in an effort to help him get reelected. The president claims it's a Democratic disinformation campaign, calling it hoax number seven.
They said today that Putin wants to be sure that Trump gets elected. Here we go.
The president holding a campaign rally today in Las Vegas. Harvey Weinstein will have to wait until at least Monday to learn his fate in his rape and sexual assault case. Jurors today reaching verdicts on three of the five counts, but will continue deliberating the final two counts Monday. Stock indexes lower over continued investor concerns about the economic impact of coronavirus. The Dow down 228, the S&P falling 35 points, the NASDAQ 174 points lower. America is listening to Fox News.
Song with 1 billion views, and I still think it's the best music video ever made.
Aha!
Yeah, I watched that today. I watched what you post.
Some are more excited than others.
It's very creative.
It was such a good video. You've seen it, right?
Uh-huh. Oh, so I watched it from what Greg posted.
The video moved me.
Oh.
When I first saw it.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I love the creativity going from like a pencil sketch to a video and back and forth, and the way they did that. That was in 1985.
Yeah, right.
And
that
it's still
was
awesome.
Crazy then. That was absolutely crazy.
And it's still awesome. Nothing compares to that.
Yeah. And to me, that was the zenith of the video making era, because it told the story. It's a 3.5 minute movie.
Yeah.
And the song is great. High energy. I used to love to play that on the radio. Hell of a lot better than Air Supply.
Come on, man. Don't be knocking on Air Supply. Didn't you see that 60-minute special with them the other day?
You have a nice sweater on today.
60 Minutes did a special on Air Supply?
It might have been an infomercial while I was watching. But anyway, I felt like it was really good. It's 60 Minutes worthy, I tell you that.
Or seconds.
Now, this is interesting, if I may delve off into lame-ass story.
Oh, please, please.
Hey, L.A.S.
One of the commenters on the thread, on the video, Seth calls it Carol Dulesky Manerick. That is my first wife's older sister, and she was the one dating, I don't know if I mentioned this before, she was the one dating the guy in Styx.
Styx!
Who became one of my closest friends, and then that's how I got involved with the band.
Oh, cool.
Oh, that is awesome.
And we're still friends. Not a whole lot of resistance to the idea that it's one of the best videos ever.
Oh, no, not at all.
I mean, you look at just that still of it, and the song's in your head.
Oh,
you don't even have to hear it.
Well, you know, it's also interesting. To me, 1985 seems like not that long ago.
You and me both, brother.
These two are almost 60 years old now, the two that star in the video.
I was well, two.
That's kind of hurt my feelings
Shut
when
up,
I saw
Seth.
The when I saw the air
Go
supply.
To your point.
When I saw the air supply infomercial, those guys are so old.
What are they? What is air supply hocking a Chinook in 2020?
They're great.
Didn't they anesthetize enough people in the 80s?
They're coming back.
I'm doing morning radio. I'm trying to wake people up, and I hear. Well,
I'm all out of love. What am I without you?
Yes.
But that's how I guess I was number one with women.
They're coming back, man. They're selling stem cells.
I loved this morning when you and Jay and Rich serenaded the lady who called in. The three of you singing that song. I laughed till tears ran out of my eyes.
Dude, would this song
It's 407 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Good body every morning. We're going to get you up and get you going here with a little air supply and then making love out of nothing.
How can you wake up to this?
When this song comes on, Eddie gets in the slow lane, turns down his radio a little bit, then he starts singing. You might see a tear or two, but it's okay.
You won't swerve near as much.
No, not near as much.
Now, I've never seen this video before, but it actually, this one is also telling a story.
Yeah, it's a
like
great story.
That time to do. But I just didn't want to. And it's, plus it's long. How long is
it? Oh, it's probably a 5-minute.
Yeah, 4:52. Memory.
Yeah.
My memory is amazing. You play a song 1,000 times and you kind of burn into your brain.
Well, one of the things from that air supply era, I don't know his name, but the singer, he had hair. Remember that he had like this bouffant thing? It was.
Mm-hmm. Everybody had big hair in the 80s.
Well, this was big and curly like a
Ron Paul
SOS
hair.
Pad.
Ron Paul
No,
hair.
This was worse. This was like
Travolta.
An SOS pad. Yeah.
It was like Ron Paul hair. On steroids.
Yes. But when I seen him on that 60 Minutes, we'll call it 60 Minutes, he just looked normal. He kind of took that Q-tip look away. It looks much better.
Well, there's the guys at that time. It's kind of typical 80s band.
Hey, man, the 80s were pretty good.
Yeah.
What I used to do, like, I'm going to play, take this to the end, and I'll tell you what I used to do on the radio. We're going to 420.
Corner that rock ballad. Powerful.
You're playing a song in the air. I just cut off your air supply. Good body every morning.
Oh, I want to go roller skate.
The boss wasn't real wild about that, but
you would have got a call from me, man. Put it back on. Finish it up. You left me hanging.
There you go. You got the last 6 seconds of the song.
Got a Kleenex, Rosie.
409. Gulf States Pavilion, Wetumpka. We were talking about them this morning, and it had something to do with something Jay was talking about in Random Facts, but it goes to the most important tool in their kit at Gulf States Mobility, and that is when a human being is facing, it was about a guy who learned how to play the violin.
Yes, I kind of remember this.
And became an expert shooter with no arms.
With no arms, that's right.
You have a situation like that, by most people's book, if you wanted to feel sorry for yourself, you could. But this guy instead decided to take on challenges that would be tough for anybody under the best of circumstances. And that's what they work with, because when somebody is recovering from an accident or coming home, recovering from wounds suffered while serving our country or whatever the situation is, that's what they engage, is that spirit to do as much for oneself as possible. So that's why Gulf States Mobility, their number one job is choice restoration, because that's what people want to do when they have to face those circumstances. This company has also, as technology has advanced, been able to do more. Digital technologies have allowed people to drive. We're told by a doctor they never would be able to do that again. So we just want to give them a shout out. They hope, we hope, you never need them for the reason they're in business, but if you do, you'll be glad that they're there, because they've been an incredible asset for folks, not just here in the River region that use them, but all over the southeastern U.S. James Garrett and Tommy Johnson, job well done. Look up Gulf States Mobility on Facebook and like them. Well, one of our 3 o'clock stragglers did make it back.
Yeah.
It is Chad.
Hey, well, man. You did cut off my air supply, but I guess I'm okay.
I hope you'll forgive me.
I like that. That's pretty good. I like that. So I was listening to your comment on Vivian Figures earlier, and that was a typical example of someone trying to protect the public school system at the expense of the children, because her objection is them building a charter school that's available to the military to come here until they get these public schools back up to where they need to be, which may be a while.
I was going to say, do we have any faith that they can do it at all?
Actually, it's really interesting. I heard Lori Wills talk the other day at the Montgomery Kiwanis, which you've spoken at before.
Yes.
And she, you know, they've got a couple new board members up there. And in the last year, it looks like we're going to hear this next month that they're coming off of probation and that they finally have gotten a reserve back in terms of the money. And they've turned, there were apparently a lot of bad things when they, I mean, obviously we all knew that, right? But when they got up there and started cleaning house from the prior board and everything, she reported that they had a lot of teachers who weren't showing up for their classes, a lot of principals who were unaccountable, all the stuff that's, you know, systemic that we all knew existed. So I think they're actually starting to turn it around, but it's like a big ship. It's going to take a number of years to get it completely, you know, back on focus where it needs to be, where they're teaching kids. But I was impressed with some of the things that they had to say, and it wasn't just a bunch of happy talk, you know. But nevertheless, in order to keep the military here and to keep our contracts with them, we have to be able to provide, you know, a facility where their children can learn. Otherwise, you know, BRAC's going to close us down.
Did you, by the way, hear that little clip I played from the fired teacher?
I did. It was disgusting. It was horrible. You know, and you know, I just got to tell you, and I just read
just
a minute
put that
ago.
On Facebook.
Another article a minute ago about the young Americans. They were going to do a talk out at Trinity College over in Texas, and they were excluded from being able to make their talk because they did not recognize the dignity of all persons, which means basically you're a conservative and we don't like what you're saying, so we're not going to let you speak. And I just want to ask all my liberal friends out there, who the hell are the fascists?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
It's,
I mean,
like,
you know,
Trump granted in one of his recent pardons or commutations to an African-American woman who said, how come this is not being reported by any of the media, including the black media? So who is the oppressor, really, there?
Right, right. I mean, they want to complain about him letting Blagojevich go, you know, after he spent 8 years in jail, but they don't want to talk about the Puerto Rican terrorists that Obama let go on his way out the door.
Guys that went back and became part of ISIS on the other side of the globe.
It's unbelievable. I mean, I think the number of pardons that Obama gave, it was upwards in like 1,300.
Close to 2,000.
It was a lot. Yeah. It was a lot. And Trump's given, what, a couple of hundred, 300 maybe? You know, and most of those folks are minorities who were, you know, sentenced harsh sentences for, you know, marijuana possession and things like that.
He's the first one trying to do some legitimate prison reform.
Of course he is. And then you've got the congressman from South Carolina who literally he was on Neil Cavuto, black congressman from South Carolina. I can't remember his name. And Cavuto was saying, well, you got to admit the president's done a great job with full employment of blacks. And he says, well, you know, we had full employment when there was slavery, so I don't give him any credit.
Oh, that's an asshole, Clyburn. Yeah, full employment with slavery. Somebody needs to go tell him to shove it up his ass.
But that's how crazy.
What a racist. What a son of a bitch.
That's how crazy these people are.
I'm going to get.
Let me give you another example. Neil deGrasse Tyson, the guy who's the astrophysicist who's got his head up his backside.
Yes, he does.
So he gets interviewed and claims that that Trump's statement, how he wished there were better movies getting the Academy Awards, like Gone with the Wind, he claims that was a racist statement. Like, is there anything that you guys don't see through the colored prism of racism? It's such a trope.
Let me reverse that. In my opinion, the central character, the strongest person, the one character in that movie that everybody wants the respect of is Mammy.
Hattie McDaniel.
Yeah. She won an Academy Award for that.
She won an Academy
Award. She won the Best Supporting Actress. She sure did. back in the 40s.
Everybody in that movie is crazy 30. Except for Mammy. She's the rock. She's the one that everybody goes to when they need a shoulder to lean on.
Yep. Yeah, well,
but
you know how it is.
I mean, for seeing it that way,
I think the Democrats are scared to death that a lot of the blacks who they have been able to court over time, they're going to step off the plantation during this next the Democrat plantation during this next election, and they're going to pick somebody who they know is doing a good job for them.
Well, all you need to know about that is look at how they treat anybody that doesn't conform.
Oh my gosh, yeah, Clarence Thomas, Condoleezza Rice. Yeah, you know, look at all the people. And here's another example. You know, the guy who Trump has just named as the acting, or maybe he's named him the DNI, the Director of National Intelligence. You know, the guy who was the ambassador to Germany.
Yeah, he's gay.
He's gay, and nobody's giving the president any credit for picking somebody.
No, he doesn't count. He's not
to
one
a cabinet.
Of,
yeah, he's not the right kind of gay.
You got to be the right kind of gay, the right kind of black, the right kind of Hispanic.
Right.
If you're not
right.
If you
don't pass the wokeness test of the Democrat Party, then it doesn't matter.
Oh, my God, Chad, look at the time. I've got to run.
All right, buddy. Good day. Y'all have a great weekend.
You too. Good to hear from you. 4:17. We got your local news, Rich's forecast. I don't know if I have time to roll call.
Come on.
Oh.
All right, Greg. Come on.
You look good today, man.
If you ever work in the downtown area and need vehicle maintenance, C-Square Performance Automotive is now open, servicing vehicles from the high end to the low end, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. C-Square can handle it, including all brands of tires. We offer financing options, including no credit check financing. If you work or live in the downtown area, stop in and see Chris Bowers, Master Automotive Diesel Mechanic, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. C-Square offers free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
In the race for U.S. Senate, it might shock you to know that Senate candidate Tommy Tuberville is for amnesty for illegal aliens. It's shocking, but true. Just listen to his own words.
There are people coming across the border that need jobs, and we want them to come over here. We just need to know who's here. But then we let them come in and become citizens like we all became citizens.
Give them jobs? Let them become citizens? That would mean taking jobs from you and giving them to people here illegally. Listen again.
There are people coming across the border that need jobs, and we want them to come over here. We just need to know who's here.
And once they're here, Tuberville wants to give them amnesty.
Then we let them come in and become citizens like we all became citizens.
Those are Tommy Tuberville's own words.
Then we let them come in and become citizens like we all became citizens.
Tommy said it, and he can't deny it. He backs amnesty for illegals and wants to give them jobs. Tuberville puts them ahead of you.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Alabama's ninth severe weather preparedness sales tax holiday started today at noon and lasts through Sunday at midnight. Alabama shoppers can stock up tax-free on common supplies that every home and business needs to prepare for natural disaster or general emergencies. Plus, Montgomery Fire and Rescue is investigating an early morning accident involving a school bus and two other cars. The accident happened at Woodley Road and East South Boulevard in Montgomery. Montgomery Public Schools says a bus driver has a minor injury but did not need treatment. A student and aide were also on the bus but were not injured. No word yet on the condition of the other drivers. And if you're looking for something fun to do this weekend, the Capital City Cook-Off is back. It kicked off today at the Union Station train shed in downtown Montgomery. It lasts through tomorrow evening at 5. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are headed for the freezer tonight with mostly clear skies. The winds will die down and the overnight low temperature drops to about 29 by dawn on Saturday. Saturday is a nice day. Plenty of sunshine, high temperature in the upper 50s. That's a little bit below normal, but not bad. Then on Sunday, high in the low 60s, dry during the day, but a chance of more rain Sunday night into Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
And now it's time for traffic.
Well, good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic light to moderate traffic all over the city right now. Our most congested spots, Northeast Boulevard, Wares Ferry Road to the Wetumpka Highway, Taylor Road from the East Chase entrance back to Vaughn Road. We've got a little congestion, Troy Highway, East South Boulevard, also at Norman Bridge and 331 outbound. I-65 and 85, speed limit traffic through downtown Montgomery, but pretty high volume, moderate to heavy at times through the interchange. No accidents into us to report to you at this time. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
I can't keep up with all my streaming subscriptions. I'm on subscription overload.
Have you tried TV?
TV? What's that?
TV has tons of shows and live sporting events all within one subscription.
You mean I won't have a bunch of small bills that add up?
Nope. Plus, TV offers different kinds of programming on something called channels.
Oh, sounds interesting. But how will I watch Hulu?
Pretty much everything on Hulu is or was once on TV.
Grey's Anatomy was on TV? How old is that show?
And the best thing about TV is that you can watch it on your TV.
You convinced me. I'm signing up for TV today.
Then call your local cable provider on this thing called a phone.
A what?
People talk on it.
And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
We're going to roll call because Eddie made me do it. What?
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Adios, muchacho.
You got to have something.
You're so naughty.
If you want to be with me,
snap out of it.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
You got to have something. If you want to be with me.
I go, would you give me a hand with the bags?
Certainly.
Take the blonde and I'll take the money that takes
it. You guys suck.
I'm not trying to be your hero.
This is so stupid.
Cause that zero is too cold for me.
You obtuse piece of monster.
I'm not trying to be your hero.
A total bumbling idiot.
Cause that minus is too low to see.
Yeah. Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
Isn't that right, Mr. Poopy Pants?
James is on slot.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
What a bunch of crap.
And I'm not stopping.
Oh, cheats and liars.
Leave you me.
Are you sure you want to do that?
Don't you remember I told you?
No.
I'm a soldier in the war on poverty. Yeah. Yes.
I'm not wearing any pants.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
This is a bit nippy out.
I mean nippy out.
I was 9 years old in fourth grade.
You're not going to amount to jack squat!
Juvenile, stupid, asinine, and very stupid.
Oh, a funny man.
That's a matter of what you.
Nothing from nothing be nothing.
Is that your tongue?
You gotta
couldn't find the last one I wanted. Oh, well.
That was good.
That was great.
It was okay.
Did you hear him singing? That's
pretty good, man. Yeah, thanks for leaving the mics up.
I thought we were all a team.
I noticed
here.
That.
We would tell people things.
Yeah.
You did great, man.
We'll do a little bit differently.
It added to the
little Friday party going on.
Yeah, it did.
4:27. Anybody going to the home show?
I'll probably end up going down there, giving out cards.
Mr. Electric will be there.
Oh, certainly. I'll go by and see him.
They stopped by yesterday. And it was so cool. I, when they were here, I was able to give them a whole long list of things we need done at the house.
See, it pays to show up.
I create the illusion that I'm here to perform an entertainment service and provide. But actually, I have all these people that sponsor the show, and they just come by occasionally to find out what I need.
Right.
So I can.
What do we got to do to get Greg back on point here?
Have it done, yeah. No, they're such cool people.
But that show was really good to go down there. A couple years ago, I went down there, and there was a company that sold doors. And I think that's all they sold was doors. But they had some of the most beautiful doors I'd ever seen in my life. Everything from your just standard, you know, three-panel door like you have now to these castle doors that have the peephole like a castle. It's just some kind of cool stuff.
Hey, since you're talking about castles mm-hmm. and things like that, anything you want to mention that's on your...
Yeah, actually, this weekend on Sunday, if you're not going to the home show, a good friend of mine, Lainey, is doing an open house at one of my listings in Pike Road out at the Waters. 19 Pier Street is the address. It's a great two-bedroom condo. Living at the Waters is just living hassle-free, man. They take care of your grass. They take care of everything. You want to go sailing, they got classes for that. You want to go swimming, they got classes for that. And a great thing is if you have a child that's in elementary school, they can take the golf cart to school. It's literally right down the golf cart trail. So,
boy, I had to walk uphill 2 miles both ways.
That was me.
Barefoot.
Yeah.
That was me. I actually would have gone
in
to school if it had been this convenient. but it's a great thing. We're going to do it Sunday from 2 to 4. I invite everybody to come out and say hey to us.
What's that address again?
That is 19 Pier Street out at the Waters in Pike Road.
That's Eddie Bader. If you want more information, you can reach Eddie at 322-0662 or coming up on 4:30 already. We we don't push it like we did, but we do take requests on Friday. Yes. So if there's something you'd like to hear, I've kind of blown out the things that were really pissing me off today.
Really?
Well, that this occupational tax thing and the apps. I mean, there's no public support for this.
That's what can
And
be.
Our mayor is undeterred.
But what he's is undeterred. Funny is he's getting some government overreach that he didn't expect.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not one for government overreach by no means, but in this case, come on down. I think it's great.
Is that really what's happening? Because I haven't heard a soul say anything positive about this. And so the higher people are coming down.
We're going through, in this Trump economy, for the first time in 8 years of Obama, personal incomes
is up.
Yeah. They did not grow for 8 years. That was always a key thing. Yeah, the stock market, they had the, you know, it was all phony interest rates. But real economic growth is occurring under Donald Trump. In terms of personal income, I believe it's up over 3%
yep.
in 3 years. And when you look back on an annual, just the other day, there was a story out that people are being offered jobs and over 50% of people offered jobs are negotiating up from the salary
That's right.
they were offered. Because while the Democrats want to demand every business pay a $15 minimum wage, which ultimately puts businesses out of business.
Yes.
When you have a thriving economy and a demand for people, and you want good people, you have to pay a higher wage to get somebody who meets your criterion. That's how you do it. You don't tell people what they got to pay. It's not anywhere in the Constitution does the government have the authority to mandate and they can prevent abuse.
Right.
Which over the last 120 years, I mean, you had kids under the age of 12 working in coal mines and dangerous jobs and things like that. So there were laws necessary to protect kids. But the minimum wage should be driven by supply and demand.
Right.
And when it is like it is now, you're going to get a good income if you have a good attitude. And you don't even have to have a particular skill. There are businesses looking for help. I mentioned Lewis Lawn. They've got a parts. Now, you may not be familiar with lawnmower parts. It's the parts counter. They'll train you. They just need somebody with good energy and a smile.
That's right.
That's how it works.
And it's job security because they've been there so long.
Well, there's that, but the ultimate job security comes from your own effort.
Big time.
How valuable have I made myself to wherever I'm
working?
What
am I doing for the company?
But, and again, this flies in the face of what they're teaching in schools. Fortunately, capitalism and what it brings to the table is reversing some of this indoctrination.
Well, what I worry about is the economy has been on the upswing. Let's give it a year. We know it's been more than a year, but we've been on the good, strong upswing for a year. Politicians have seen this and said, hey, we better get our money grab in now. Because I guarantee you, if the economy wasn't what it is now, there would be no gas tax. There would be no occupational tax. There would be none of this.
They just got the gas tax done. I was horrified when I moved here to find out the sales tax was 10%. I said, how'd they get that one past the voters? And on groceries. I came from Florida. You don't pay a penny.
No, and you groceries. Shouldn't pay a penny on grocery tax. That's ridiculous. That is ridiculous.
We are solving all of your problems between now and 6.
That's the plan.
And if you have something you want to kick into, 272-9228.
Sounds like a job for AC by LuQuire.
Resolve to increase your comfort and reduce your energy bills with a new Carrier system during AC by LuQuire's New Year's resolution sale. Save up to 25% off a new Carrier system when you turn to the experts at LuQuire. Plus, you can get a 1-year maintenance agreement and 10-year parts and labor warranty. Visit acbyluquire.com today. That's acbyluquire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by LuQuire.
License number 84417.
Many times I said we would drain the swamp, and that's exactly what we're doing right now.
But President Trump can't drain the swamp by himself. Here in Alabama, we have two candidates for Congress who are part of the swamp. Jeff Coleman was sued by the DOJ for defrauding the military. And while Troy King was attorney general, he solicited political favors from a target of his office's investigation. Jeff Coleman and Troy King embody self-serving politics as usual. Only Terry Hasdorf will help President Trump drain the swamp. Hasdorf is pro-life, pro-gun, pro-family, pro-wall, and doesn't care about pleasing the political class. Terry Hasdorf is a true conservative Republican we can trust. Help President Trump drain the swamp. On Tuesday, March 3rd, vote Terry Hasdorf for Congress.
Making Congress Great Again PAC is responsible for the content of this ad. Paid for by Making Congress Great Again PAC and not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.makingcongressgreatagain.com.
Grab a pen and paper, because in just a second, I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Now, while you're getting your stuff together, let me tell you about my friend David Ernest. David's an asset preservationist, and you might not know what that means. David is the guy that's going to help you keep your money. That's right, you've been saving for retirement, and it'll be here before you know it. And the stock market can go up, and it can go down. But down is a word that is not in David's vocabulary. I checked with him, and it's just not in there. Neither is the word flabbergasted, but that's a different story altogether. You need to call David Ernest today, 279-7431. Call David Ernest, set up an appointment. There's no obligation, won't cost you a dime. 279-7431. Call David Ernest today. And if the word flabbergasted comes up in the conversation, well, my bad.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Time for traffic.
Well, good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I-65 and 85 moderate to heavy at times traffic through downtown Montgomery. Everything's running at the speed limit, though. No problems at the interchange. We've got a small bit of congestion east South Boulevard, Troy Highway, all the way back to Norman Bridge and 331. Heaviest spots right now, Atlanta Highway outbound from the Eastern Boulevard to Taylor Road. Taylor Road from Atlanta Highway all the way past East Chase to Vaughan, and the Northeast Boulevard from Atlanta Highway all the way to the Wetumpka Highway. Seeing a little bit of congestion on the 31s outbound as well at this time. No accidents into us to report to you. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. It's raining savings at Reinhardt Used Car Super Center. Toyota Camrys as low as $185 per month with approved credit. Reinhardt Used Car Super Center. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Barry Moore, a veteran who has served his country and has been honored for his support of veterans while serving in the Alabama legislature.
As the only veteran in this race, I understand the importance of veterans to our nation. They're the one percenters and the 1% that serve to protect our rights, to protect the Constitution, our freedoms.
I spent 41 years in the U.S. Army, and I support Barry Moore.
I'm a veteran of 38 years in the Army, and I support Barry Moore.
I'm Barry Moore, Republican for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Barry Moore for Congress, Enterprise, Alabama.
Let's face it, credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi? Here's my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 20% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
There's something new in the oven at the Home Depot. Air Fry. Only in the Frigidaire Gallery Air Fry Electric Range. Satisfy your family's fried food craving with a healthier, tasty cooking alternative right in your oven. It also comes with self-clean, true convection, and a very tasty price, just $798. With up to 40% off appliance special buys, it's a good time to be a doer at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only. See store for details. Valid through February 26th.
I'm Brett Lanham from Benjamin Moore New Look, and we couldn't have imagined how easy, affordable, and flexible advertising on the radio could be. It has been near effortless on our part. You could say our last 2 years have been the best in 10 because of a skyrocketing GDP. I say it's owed to Blue Water Broadcasting and their advertising staff.
Radio advertising is an investment in the success of your business. It grows traffic, creates demand, and generates more revenue. Call us and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
At 4:39, Larry, sorry, Mr. Call. Eric?
Hola.
Hola.
How y'all doing?
Good.
How you doing?
Greg, that was a good roll call. Hey, son. Thank you.
I got some good scores from my...
You got...
bunch of 9-8s, 9-9s.
It was good.
It was. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. I'd give you a 10, but then you'd never do it again, so I didn't want to do that.
Yeah. No, I not only wouldn't do it again, I'd have to quit.
Yeah, that's why I didn't do it.
People listen, because they know
I was waiting for you to throw in that fat-faced lesbian. No, hang on, I got that wrong.
That's what I was looking for at the very end, now that you mentioned it.
I was listening for it. I know it was going to end up in there one day, and I was waiting for it, but...
Yeah, okay, so let me see if I can find the damn thing next time I need it.
Fat broads and horse-faced lesbians.
Thank you, Elizabeth Warren.
Mm-hmm. And I also, if you have time, we haven't heard the Adam Carolla in a while.
Boy, that's a good point. Here's the thing. Those who listen to the station, it's pretty obvious. We are really, with the primary coming up on Super Tuesday... We are just so sold out. It's very hard to find time. So I'll do my best. I can promise you this. After that Tuesday, we'll have time to play something that's 8 minutes long. Oh, I'm just being real honest with you. I don't want to...
Oh, that's fine. I've never been one of those guys.
Yeah, we'll put that on right away and then never do it.
If not, find some George Carlin, the one where he talks about the big red, white, and...
The owner.
Oh, yeah, that one.
It's a club.
Okay.
I self-edited. You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
Thank y'all.
All right. Bye.
Thank you.
Local News 441.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Montgomery Fire and Rescue is investigating an early morning accident involving a school bus and two other cars. The accident happened at Woodley Road and East South Boulevard in Montgomery. Montgomery Public Schools says a bus driver has minor injuries but did not need treatment. A student and aide were also on the bus but weren't injured. No word yet on the condition of the other drivers. Plus, Alabama's ninth severe weather preparedness sales tax holiday started today at noon and lasts through Sunday at midnight. Alabama shoppers can stock up tax-free on common supplies that every home and business needs to prepare for a natural disaster or general emergencies. And if you're looking for something fun to do this weekend, the Capital City Cook-Off is back. It kicked off today at the Union Station train shed in downtown Montgomery and lasts through tomorrow evening at 5. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are headed for the freezer tonight with mostly clear skies. The winds will die down and the overnight low temperature drops to about 29 by dawn on Saturday. Saturday is a nice day. Plenty of sunshine, high temperature in the upper 50s. That's a little bit below normal, but not bad. Then on Sunday, high in the low 60s, dry during the day, but a chance of more rain Sunday night into Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, I'm Gil Fulbright, and I approve of whatever it is my wife is about to read off of this teleprompter.
Hi, I'm a politician's wife delivering a focus group message from what looks like the cover of Architectural Digest. I'm not behind a podium or out speaking with real people because as a prop, I'm best positioned in the home where I can conform to gender norms and exhibit aspirational family values. My practice smile should tell you all's well with the Fulbright House, while my lifeless eyes betray my disgust with my husband's backroom dealings with shady political cohorts. People ask me all the time, what's it like to be a politician's wife? Well, it's a privilege to be a part of the soul-eating circus known as the political machine. That is, once you've given up your dreams of doing something meaningful or worthwhile. So, probably what it feels like to be a voter.
Yeah, we kind of know that feeling here in Montgomery, Alabama. It is 4:44 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Got something we can debut here. I was listening to it on my phone, just checking for language. I didn't hear anything.
I didn't hear anything. I got that a while back, too. I think that's a good one.
Now, all we have to do as we wait,
oh boy,
boss, Mr. Peters, sir, for that new computer you said we would have up here that will allow me to play videos off Twitter and other sources I can't currently use.
I think I saw one down in his office that he was setting up for himself.
Well, I mean, he does have...
Hey, man. Priorities.
He's a good man.
Just check it out and make sure it works.
And my family owes our lives to him.
That's right.
But I still want a new computer. Unless you want some really crap radio.
I can help you out with that.
We had a version of the double went down to Georgia week before last, mm-hmm, about Biden going down to Iowa. Did you hear what Biden said today? By the way,
boy, I didn't hear one today.
Hang on, let me see if I can find this. I want to mention it before I forget it. Oh God, there's Air Supply again.
There's my song.
Cutting you off.
Playing my song.
He said, "Oh, his late son was the Attorney General of the United States."
Is that right?
Is that dementia? Is that, that's seriously, ooh, not true.
I'm showing his age.
No, but I wonder how many people he told that to that believed him.
I wonder if he remembers it.
Look, that's as George Collins says, that's what they count on, willful ignorance.
Yeah.
And the guy who architected the entire Obamacare crap said, you count on the stupidity of the American voter.
Yep.
So we're going to call this our most electrifying story of the day.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
Don't forget to look them up, Mr. Electric, at the home show. This is brand new. Is it going to play? Wow, it's a little slow, but it's actually working.
Pelosi went up to D.C. She was looking for a vote to steal. She was in a bind. She was way behind because she hadn't read The Art of the Deal. When she came across this golden-haired man with the economy smoking hot, then she jumped up from her Senate seat and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. You may not know it, but I can spin a yarn or two. If you care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Well, I see you're learning politics, but give the devil her due. I bet these delegates are gold against your soul because I think I'm better than you." Said, "My name's the Donald, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet and you're going to regret because I'm the best there's ever been. Donnie, dig into your dough and play your campaign hard, because all hell broke loose in D.C. and Pelosi dealt the cards. And if you win, you get these shiny delegates of gold. But if you lose, Pelosi gets our soul."
I approve this message.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff.
That was good.
And plus, there's just some unforgettable pictures of Nancy Pelosi in this thing, so you don't want to miss those. Yeah. Take a look.
Very well.
I'll put it on Facebook.
You put that video, put it on your page.
It is 4:48. We had the heat on today, man, with the cold air that came in after the rain. And it's nice to know, A, that it's dependable because we have it serviced by Clark's, but B, that if something happened, after all, it is a machine, and they eventually will wear out or break down, that on a cold day like this, if we called 277-2125 at any time, somebody from Clark's would be dispatched on the way to address the situation. It's not just the tune-ups that they provide, the expertise, not only in AC and heat, but plumbing as well. It's that security that comes with knowing you've got somebody on the way anytime there's an emergency. On a cold morning like this, no heat, that's an emergency. On a 95-degree July afternoon with the humidity pushing 95 as well, and no AC, that's an emergency. Nobody would live in the South if we didn't have air conditioning. It would be a very sparsely populated area. Clark's keeps you comfortable, and when you need them, they are there. Get a membership. You get two annual tune-ups to your system in front of each seasonal weather change, and the guarantee of that urgent care, that priority service. 277-2125. Learn more about these incredible, great human beings. I mean, that's really what they're best at, mm-hmm. is being good people. That counts. 277-2125, clarkcomfort.com, Alabama certification number 99004.
What'll it be, Joe?
Coffee and apple pie. Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
That'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Well, don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. Hi, I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Business Report.
Two words dominated Wall Street today, coronavirus. As stocks took a tumble, the Dow off 228 points, the NASDAQ falling almost 2% or 174 points, the S&P 500 down by 35. There was a major piece of economic data today showing the virus affecting the U.S. economy. A measure of manufacturing and the services sector contracted this month, the first time that's happened since 2013. And Coca-Cola says its business in China is suffering, though Coke is not changing its full-year forecast. Wells Fargo will open its checkbook and pay the federal government $3 billion. This to settle charges that the bank opened millions of accounts without customer permission. The bank admits that it collected millions of dollars, which it was not entitled to, after forcing employees to meet unrealistic sales goals. That's your business report. I'm Roger Stern, invested in you.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Of sexual assault, but one of them produced a video of the woman who pressed the charge giving consent. It was like,
oh,
are we, is that where all of this is headed, where, you know, you have this spontaneous and combustible moment, but you don't really know the person that well, and you just take a moment and sign this, or please, I'm going to hold up my phone camera. Please tell, you know, I need a recording saying, yeah.
How many of those recordings will be somebody turning and walking out? I mean, how is there another way to kill a moment?
Well, the government will find it. Trust me.
That's true.
Just look into the phone and say,
do it again. I like it.
Barbara Johnson, thanks. I was just going to take your call, and you dropped off.
Oh, we lost one. I didn't know we lost one.
Look. About half the people that call the show never make it to the air because they're just, it's not worth the wait.
That's the only way I can. They don't know what they're missing out on, Greg. Now, I've called the show before and you had a male phone screener. And I
the first time I answered the phone, he wants to be old Eduardo and then put me on the spot.
Eduardo?
And then think, yeah, Eduardo was calling Dan's show and didn't know that his app was a little behind.
I'm still listening to Joey's show.
Man. And then you're looking at me like, answer number one, and I'm sweating bullets. And then I'm like, oh, Eduardo, you're a jerk.
I love messing with Seth Spotlow. I'm sorry, guys, but it's so fun.
And then he did it the other day.
Oh, sorry,
John Q. Personality or something.
Public, Greg. If you ever answer the phone and a gentleman and you say, "Who is this?" and somebody says, "John Q. Public," do you realize that that's really not their name?
Yeah.
Yes, Seth.
As a matter of fact, I would have known that my first week.
Thank
radio.
You.
And I was like, "Okay, let me may be rude."
Please hold, Mr. Public.
Anybody here use Quibi?
No.
Who?
Is that even on the air yet?
Quibi. I thought that was money in Britain.
Oh, it's Quibi is another stream, because we don't have enough streaming.
Yes, right. There you go.
I'm sure Quibi will get going and get absorbed by somebody
else
at some
point.
Oh, you
bet. That's the best way to make some money, man.
But one of my favorite all-time comedies is coming. The thing with Quibi, these shows are going to be short, like 10 minutes long.
Okay.
Perfect for the American attention span.
Yes, it is.
They're bringing back Reno 911.
I love Reno 911.
Which, that, in this century, that along with The Office and sometimes Raymond or even King of Queens could
Parks and Recs had some good moments too,
where they could take stuff that really isn't funny, or we become so politically correct, even though we don't believe in it, we still react a certain way when Larry David, even though he's a total a-hole.
Is there a bigger jerk out there? But
does a brilliant job of that with Curb Your Enthusiasm. Yeah,
it is so great.
On one episode a few seasons back, they had some little kid who liked to stitch or work with a needle and thread, and Larry referred to him as pre-gay.
Yes.
And the kid, and this is what they showed in the show, the kid liked to stitch swastikas onto pillows.
Oh, yes.
Is there anything funny about a swastika?
No.
But you couldn't help but laugh. It was one of those guilty, you know, situations.
It's just the craziest thing, and you gotta laugh at it.
Almost, some of it was almost like the kind of things like, they're at a funeral for a guy he fundamentally killed, but with his attitude, and his phone goes off, and there's the shot. He's sitting there with the crowd at the funeral. It's one of their country club buddies, and you see him throw the phone behind everybody else, and it's found by a waiter, and the waiter identifies him. This thing is the guy that killed the Black Swan.
Yep.
At this golf course. And that in itself, this Black Swan's attacking him, and he kills it with his golf club. They don't show him bludgeoning it.
No.
And that's not funny. But it's funny the way they did it. So he's trying to, and then he ticks off a guy who carves headstones.
Mm-hmm.
And he orders a headstone for himself and his wife, and the guy is carving Larry David, Swan Killer, on the headstone. The sequence of going from one to the next is really, really funny. But in real life, he plays Bernie on SNL, but he is a Bernie bro.
He is a Bernie guy.
And I don't believe that for 1 minute. The guy's got, look, all these wealthy, Harrison Ford. I hope he didn't fly to New Hampshire on his own.
Because he'd never make
public
it.
Well,
he'd have to be a golf course around somewhere he's going to land on.
Yeah. He's up there touting Sanders. Seriously, there is no law preventing you from taking 90% of your current wealth and just giving it back to the government. If you really believe in it, show an example. It's like Bloomberg. You know, when you're 95 and you need help, well, we're just going to deny you because you've already had enough life. That's playing God.
Oof, that's horrible.
And my advice to Mr. Bloomberg is show us the way. Leadership, you go first.
Traffic is brought to you by Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery, where promises are kept, lawns are beautiful, and they're consistently recommended over their competitors. Go to weedmanusa.com for a free quote.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic as we head towards 5 o'clock. We are very busy everywhere. Atlanta Highway outbound, Federal Drive, Congressman